No, it's just because you said it so aggressive, and then it was like, never mind. Mirabio, Pull from the Jar Podcast. We are back in this thing. I am him. He is I. I am me. Young 2-3's JG.
Hey,
little twin.
He did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Last week, he
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little. I watched back. I didn't like the energy, so I was like, you know what I'm saying?
You bring it back up.
Yeah. Okay. You know what it was? It was because. Never mind. Well.
Yeah. Why are you? Never mind.
No, nah, no. Nah, we'll do it. We'll get to it.
You know what it was?
Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm in here with the gang, though. My brothers. My loved ones. Yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to start from my far right. My favorite cousin.
Oh, my goodness.
Your favorite cousin. Mm-hmm. Everyone's favorite cousin. What's going on, cousin? How you doing?
You know.
Cousin Wayne.
Bless.
Ponytail Wayne.
PT Wayne. What'd I do that fast?
Y'all big had beef.
Yeah, it's busy.
You right.
Yeah, we don't worry about it.
I'm good. We good, bro. We good. Oh, I'm good, man.
Y'all not good. It's okay.
Ready.
How you doing, man? Yeah. Good, man.
No good.
Work doing good.
I'm good, bro. Yeah,
don't worry about it. Yeah. It's all right.
You're back good? Like, you healed up and everything? Like, for real?
No, Diddy.
I'm about to say, Diddy, yo.
You mean pause. Pause. Everything going good?
I'm good, bro. See? I'm still doing my stretches.
I don't know if you can ask him about his back.
He keeps saying, bro, how your back doing?
Do I need to put more context behind it?
Please.
Due to your accident, you had some injuries. So how are you healing?
I feel like I can take that.
I'm healing pretty well. I'm doing good.
Thank you. Shut up.
That's like in Bad Boys 2 when like Mike showed up with the donut. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna show up with
the donut? You put one G here. Yeah. Take the pressure off the other chest.
Like, what you doing, man? To my other right is my brother. No matter what, I always on 10. Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm chilling, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. We'll get to it.
Yeah,
Last but certainly not least, the smartest man in the room, but also the man that everyone loves.
Dog Nas.
So he picked up. He picked it up. Okay.
Avery, how you doing, man? How you doing, man? That's
no
good, man.
Hey,
bro,
that's
the same. Hey, let me. Yeah, I didn't like it either.
That's crazy.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question though before we get started. Is it rude to ask your friends, like, how much they really make or, like, how much, like, they really, like really out here? Because, like, I feel like I don't really know, like, my brother's careers for real.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just paint you a scenario. So, I'm at work, chilling.
Chilling.
I ain't doing too much. I'm just at the desk, just, you know what I'm saying? I get a text. You know what I'm saying? Usually when I get a text.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really be paying attention. But this text came from someone that I love because me and this person, we always have a good, genuine conversation. And then this person texts me and he texts me a picture of a tarmac. I was like, hold on, cuz. Like, now, I know he's moving around. You know what I'm saying? I know he's doing this thing, but like, mm-hmm. I didn't know he was like that. And then, you know what I'm saying? He said, nah, I'm there for work. I'm like, oh. Work flying you out. It was late at night, so it got to be a red eye. So, like, damn. So, if he fly there, then he fly back.
What day was it?
Last night.
This during the week.
Last night.
During the weekday.
So, is it rude to, like, ask your friends, like,
What you do for them?
Hey, bro, like, if you really got it, just say you got it.
No, it's not rude.
No.
Hey, bro, if you got it, just say
you
got
it. He pretty much flashing it.
So, no. If you got it, just say you got it.
That wasn't a slight flex.
Ryan?
Slight flex.
If your company is flying you private.
I'm just saying.
If your company's flying you private, got you there and got you back.
One flight there, one flight. And then you're here with us. Yeah.
First of all, I want to say I appreciate you. You're very dedicated.
To what?
Coming in today.
I love y'all, bro. I always come in.
Oh man, I appreciate that.
Me too. But that pose you did. Anybody want to get on the plane?
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Y'all
ever
been on a plane before?
Yeah.
Not the type
of
plane that you be flying.
Y'all ain't never flown Southwest before?
Not that late.
I went to Arizona for training.
Southwest, is that a new name for? Okay. Well,
right. Wayne wrote it too. So clearly he knows something.
Southwest go out that late.
No, hold on. I went early in the morning.
Oh, that's what I thought. I didn't
know. That's what I went, but.
Hey, listen. I'm not here to judge.
If your
company
life.
Is treating you that well, because we've said it on the pod before, you just got a new job. You're doing well, getting promotions and whatnot. Great. You overseeing a lot of
people. Shout out to y'all. Hey, I'm getting paid again. Hey, I like it.
Again?
You get paid a lot, apparently.
A lot?
That's what it sounds like.
I don't even think my car is outside, bro. I'm not getting paid that much.
We're not gonna go that way.
So I guess that's why niggas don't ask, because niggas don't be honest.
What take off say?
Because you know what's crazy though? Somebody told me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me
mm-hmm.
that they got a
point elbow.
Point elbow. They got a.
You don't point your finger at me, man. Respectfully.
You right. Somebody told me that they got a minivan with a V8 in it. But you know.
Yeah. I never seen those. But
he got the first one.
Hey, whenever you're comfortable, because we're going to talk about comfortability at some point in this pod. So whenever you're comfortable, just, you know what I'm saying, you can be honest with, I just want to let you can be honest with me. We've known each other for a very long time, 15 years. I love you. Whenever you're comfortable,
hey,
just tell me the truth.
Hey, y'all, I'm the brokest in this room, and it's not that close.
Now,
all right, shut up.
No, we ain't doing that. You know you lying. You got paper, player. You got paper.
Hey,
okay. You got
the jar?
Huh? Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Producer Mary in the cut, girlfriend's in the cut.
What?
I wanna start off with a question just for y'all, just a little icebreaker. Not really a scratch paper, unless y'all want it to be a scratch paper.
Talk with this one first. He's something else.
You said he got paper, yeah, in the jar.
Like
a cat. Yeah, that was good. No, that was good. Have y'all seen recently they put the soul tapes on Apple Music?
I did see that.
I've been going back and listening to the old Fab. That sparked a question I want to ask y'all. Is there any mixtape that y'all would want to see on DSPs that's not on there right now?
Nostalgia Ultra.
I should have known. I should have known. Yeah. Even though he shouldn't have been. I don't want to talk about that list, but whatever.
Sleeper pick?
Yeah.
Starvation by Ace Hood.
That's
a great project.
You know what?
Starvation. The body bags.
Ace
Hood had a good run.
Does that mean that Dat Piff like really should not have gone away?
No.
Because Dat Piff was like,
They should have left it alone, bro. They should let that alone.
We lost a big chunk.
Man, especially Lil Wayne, though. Boy.
Wayne?
Oh, my God.
Any mixtape you would like to see on DSPs? Any?
Yeah, Lil Wayne. Mixtape.
Which one? Drought? Dedication?
Dedication. What's that?
I was just going to say.
Yeah, Dedication to the Chess. Yeah.
Jordan?
Dedication to... I would like to see
because
as I think about the project, it's like it probably shouldn't be on DSPs. I know why it's not DSPs, but
say it
please.
Trey Songz, when he did... Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it.
No. Don't worry about it.
And I was going to say Tory, too. It's just... I was going to stop.
Go ahead.
Because I want to cheat Trey Songz.
Yeah, I know you did.
Might need to pull from the jar, you think?
Excellent. Shout out to our YouTube viewership, our Apple, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon listenership. Salute to all y'all. Make sure y'all tap in on socials, IG, Twitter, TikTok. My TikTok been going kind of crazy lately, too. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Getting a little traction. Getting a little buzz.
A little buzz.
Okay.
All right. You want to start us first since you got the energy drink, since you taking red-eye flights?
Your
company's flying you out and bringing you back in. And
he's doing well for himself. I like that, bro. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. trying to be like you.
Can you be proud of something if they don't tell you exactly what it is?
Of course you can.
Okay. They give you like half the truth. Like
if they throw it out there to you, I'm proud of you, bro. Slight flex.
Oh, okay.
I'm proud of you.
Slight flex.
I'm proud of you, Ryan. I'm proud of you, Ryan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, deleting social media for a spouse.
Ooh. Okay. Well, we all seen the clip that I put in a group chat this week about
the scandal thing.
The young lady who said she went to her partner and said, why is he on social media?
Oh, she was on his podcast.
If he don't have no business, he don't need Instagram, he don't need social media. She is all the inspiration.
No. She said why he not on there. And he ain't making money
That's true.
We gonna get to that.
So would y'all if y'all partner came to y'all and said that, like, if you ain't making money on social media, y'all need to go ahead and delete that. Y'all deleting it or like what we doing?
My thing is, who you running over here?
Oh, okay. Well, talk to me nice.
Who you running? Even though if I ain't making no profit on that, I ain't deleting nothing. What about you?
But what if she is making profit? I'm just asking a question. What if she is making profit?
If she is, hey.
Salute, but you ain't deleting.
No.
But what if she says she don't want this to be a distraction to our relationship? She don't want this to become a burden or anything like that between y'all two. So she would much rather or prefer if you deleted that so it could just be the focus of you and her per se.
I mean, like is it really a focus thing? Because, like, I'm getting rid of my stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you still got yours.
That's true.
That way, I can't even keep tabs on you, what you doing, you know?
Okay, that's good.
That's a good way to look at it.
I like that.
Why are you flipping the script? You try to be masculine. You try to be the man of the relationship. Mm. You try to get me to delete my social media. You won't delete your social media.
Okay.
That's crazy, though.
So that's toxic masculinity on her part.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Most definitely.
Right.
Okay. Me, personally, I'm probably the opposite. I'm probably the last person to ask this question. I would probably delete my I've already done it, so like, I mean, it's one of those things. I guess it depends on the person, because I don't really get no information from social media, to be honest with you. So like, I have nobody I really want to talk. I don't even like people, so like, I don't want to talk to nobody on social media.
But he loves y'all.
All y'all. Y'all ugly. Never mind. So anyway,
why you call them ugly though?
No, he stopped.
Stop. I didn't hear the stop.
Yeah.
My mind kept going.
Yeah, but
anywho.
Yeah, when I watched the video though, it screamed how probably something has happened to her in her past.
Ooh.
And she's got a lot of insecurities.
That T word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like for you, for example, remember we were talking last episode about... Your social media probably have her, like, uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? So she would probably ask you to delete her. Because of this, the people that you follow and stuff.
So
like
you saying, like, based off what he follows or what he likes, correct, that could be a motivation and say, hey, I'm not comfortable with you having this based off the activity that I have seen with your social media.
That's understandable. Because if you're following, if we flip the script,
okay.
I'm not comfortable with you follow on yours. I'm just saying. But
it's just Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, plus, you know, she make money off of social media.
It's just Idris. We all love Idris Elba, don't we? It's just Damson. You know what I'm saying? He was in Snowfall. You know what I'm saying? We all like Damson. You know what I'm saying? No?
No? No?
I'm not jacking it.
All right. Okay. So if you, so you saying the only way that you will delete chores is if she deletes hers. So it's just gonna be a household and no right. social media.
It's a fair win.
Okay,
fair win.
I'm equality.
Yeah,
I like it. Avery.
Oh Lord. So I get the popcorn.
Anyway, am I deleting it for what she said?
Yeah.
Nah, because she contradicted herself. Or, contradicts not the right word. She told on herself.
Why she told on herself?
Because how are you going to say, if you're not making money, you shouldn't be on social media?
Mm-hmm.
But then turn around and say, why are you on social media when you got me in front of you?
That's true.
What are we really talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
Because this is, I'm getting to the point of realizing.
Masculine energy.
No. It's not that. It's just me. What people do, they don't say. What episode was it? Whatever episode we talked about it, the
y'all
quiet
drop it
part.
In the comments.
It might have been 4. Whichever episode it was, but anyway, they don't say the quiet part out loud. What she was really saying is, I make money on my social media, mm-hmm. so I'm going to keep it. I'm going to tell you that's why I got it.
Okay.
But since you don't make money on your social media, you really just be on there.
And,
trying to find women.
If I say, and what you looking at, what you gotta be.
Exactly. So that's really what you're doing on social media.
Why are you on social media, but you're not subscribed? Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. So, man, that whole you ain't making money on social media, so you shouldn't have it. No. I don't want you on there looking at women when you got me in front of you. That's insecurity.
But I'm about to say, because you can go outside and look at women.
And here's the thing.
I don't want you on social media to show your body. Like,
here's the thing, though, Wayne. Why can't she come to you and show you how to make money on your social media? Instead of telling you to delete it.
Oh, Lord, you just hit my point. Go ahead, brother.
I'm just saying, you're not making money, so delete it.
Go ahead, brother.
Make money.
Come on now.
So that we can both make money.
Come on.
There you go.
Make a profit.
I agree 1,000%. If anything, it would be as a partner, mm-hmm. as a helpmate. If I see that you are intrigued in social media, okay, well, let me show you how to take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're the one that's making money off social media, you're taking the advantages of social media. Why are you not going out your way? Hey, babe, you should try this. Or what you think about doing this? Or,
put me on something. Put me on game. Coach me. I'm just saying.
I'm with you 1,000%. I don't think that you could dictate how someone is perceiving you. Maybe he don't want to focus on you all the time. Maybe you get on that man's nerves. Maybe that man don't like looking at you all day, every day.
Can you dig it? Because we have those moments.
Sometimes you just...
Yeah.
Sometimes, sometimes social media can be a
distraction.
A distraction, a good, healthy distraction from internal life problems. So, I agree with you.
I see. Yeah, because you may have had a long day at work, and then you just want to get on.
Yeah, but you're just scrolling. It's not even that you're scrolling for women.
I mean, sports.
My social media is mostly sports. Mostly sports. It's mostly basketball clips and braid designs. Get on my explore page right now. I promise you, that's all it is.
I got so many barbers on my
It's crazy. I get nothing but clips.
360 Jeezy is that.
Hold on. Real.
Sir Cruz? God.
He stayed with
man.
Shout out to both of them. But yeah, man, I don't think that social media results in I'm looking at other women or I'm finding an avenue to even get the idea of cheating or the idea of infidelity in that case. So
that's weird, bro. Like, why?
Because social media they care about it. But they care about it more than us.
I thought about something earlier.
What you think about?
Remember
what was on your mind?
Could you say that's their livelihood?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't like that. Don't cut my man's he good. Off. All right, you know what I'm saying? This is a healthy dialogue between brothers. Like, you got to learn how to take your turns and wait patiently. Don't cut my man's off when he's trying to get his thought out.
I agree with what you said. It's their livelihood. Like, they really lived through it.
He didn't have to talk to you like that, though. You crazy, dude. He didn't have to go to the podium until you shut the fuck up. I did not go to the podium. Don't throw gas on it. No gas is needed.
We got a nice little podium and grab the Speaking of podiums, y'all like Trump's? Y'all like Trump's little dance today?
Man, that SpongeBob dance, boy, that's crazy.
Y'all like Trump little dance, man. He brought the niggas out too.
I don't care what you
brought. He brought Chef G out. He brought Sleepy out. Nope. You know what I'm saying? He got the niggas out in the Bronx. What the fuck is it? No. 2020.
No. Oh, man, they just doing that because they want that.
And this is not just not a political platform. I just want to ask.
I guarantee that went some votes though. I bet it do.
I think Donnie's funny. I think he's hilarious. I've been saying this since 2018.
It's not that he's not
that
funny.
man is funny.
He's funny.
He's funny.
But Lord, man, like,
yeah,
nah. It's crazy, bro.
What I was gonna say, he shot back, but you know he can't do it like me. But what I was gonna say is,
I didn't like that.
What did you like? I didn't like that. Did he shot back or did he say he can't do it?
Yeah. I didn't like that.
What are you, Bow Wow?
The fuck?
Fresh as I'm is. He's pulling the jar, man.
Let me make this point real quick.
I know how to fight back, man. Romeo's response.
Fucking trash.
It was. I was like,
trash.
Stop it, bro. He tried to go to the hood, bro. He tried to.
Man.
Come on, bro. Try.
Salute you. Like, the fuck? Get out of here.
That's funny. He did that, and then 3 years later, ICDC. That's crazy. Go ahead with your last point. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically.
That's a funny guy.
It is. Hey, he quick on the
scene. I'm just saying.
Like a cat.
I feel like that's going to be like a pie punchline.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Courtesy of our MVP.
She put it on a shirt.
Slip. Hey.
I'll shut up.
Yeah, I'll shut up. Anyway, so basically, remember when me and him had the dialogue about friends, like, of the opposite sex?
Oh, yeah.
Or how, like, if your girl go out and there's dudes there.
We should talk about that again.
Huh?
We should talk about that again.
Well, this one's going to go into. So it kind of goes into that.
Get ready.
Yeah, get ready. It kind of goes into that because it's like how some people think, well, if she goes out and there are guys there, they're going to eventually, you know, she's going to cheat on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's going to get fucking
raped. Hold on. Here's what I was thinking.
She's going to get raped.
Here's what I was thinking.
I'm just saying.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I just want to ask him a question. Okay.
He said, "Shorty,
ran like a track meet."
I don't know where that came from.
Bro, 4x100,
bro,
like hurdles. Like, okay, go ahead. My fault, man. That's
in the sand. Go ahead.
Okay, so hey, I'm gonna ask you this question.
Ran is insane.
It's very insane because we didn't even talk about that last time.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
So what we kind of did because he said that they gonna be touching. He did say that.
There's gonna be no more touch. They gonna get down to business. You know.
I created this.
Yes.
Just ask you a question so we can get up out of here.
Okay.
I'm still stuck on Rand. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's crazy.
So, in that situation that she's going out with friends of the opposite sex, and they're her girlfriends there too. Are you more worried about her cheating on you or her safety? Which one?
Can I say something real quick? Could you imagine your girl walking out the door and the first thing you think is, damn, she can get ran?
This is why I'm asking questions.
You gonna let her go?
This is why I'm asking questions.
No, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's very crazy. That's crazy. That's very crazy.
All right, babe, have a good...
Damn.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Answer the question, though.
One more time.
Are you more concerned of her cheating on you or for her safety? Like, she's getting to where she's going safely, she's safe there, and then on the way back, she's safe.
Oh, she's going to be safe.
No. Which one are you more concerned about?
I'm just saying, she's going to be safe.
Cheating. Answer my question, though.
Cheating.
Answer my question.
Cheating.
You're more concerned about her cheating than her safety?
Cheating. Like I said, brother, she's going to be safe.
But so the cheat. Point...
Listen. She gonna be safe where she is. She gonna be safe where she at.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, she still gonna cheat. You know why? Cause once they get down to, they gonna.
Is that the guy reaching? Is that him?
Yeah. Once they get,
hell yeah.
Come here. It's like a feeling, but like.
They gonna get
And then once they get the feeling, they get the feeling.
Like, they're gonna get
mind them. Mind you. Those are three different feelings.
I hear that.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So, she gonna be the same place. But, yeah, she gonna cheat.
He said, get a scoop, though.
She gonna cheat.
Scoop.
You hear me? Scoop. So, once they do their little thing, or whatever, have their little party,
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah, you hit that? Hey. Hey.
Hey. Sarah?
Just go along with it. Just let it go with it. I hear.
I'm just saying, look, they get a couple of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the fellas over here.
Yep.
Plotting.
Picking out which one.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Say it look good tonight, dog.
For real.
I ain't gonna lie.
Look at that dress.
Man.
Bad. Poking out.
Pressure.
Yep.
Wait. They walk it over, right?
Mm-hmm.
I say, look, my dance. Nope. You know,
really
innocent? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dancing. Start.
Touching.
Yeah. Hey.
Siri, play next. Too close.
You fuck with me, right? I got a man, but.
Look. And you talk about me. He talk about me.
We not just say, mute the phones.
And he talking about me. Yo, Siri ain't going to say nothing.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was y'all fault. Y'all said
it. Ooh, that's crazy.
That's really crazy. That's y'all fault. To be honest with you. Shout out to Apple. And
Wait. That's your phone, right? It's our fault your phone went off.
Yes.
It's our fault your phone went off.
Yeah, y'all over here talking about dancing and touching, and then she played the music. She
it's
knew the vibe.
It's our fault.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Your phone.
Hold on. Did you?
Why you keep asking me a question? I'm giving you the answer. No, yes.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, that happened. That helps his argument, Lopino. Like,
it's a coincidence, but I'm on.
Go ahead. But Sarah, she over that touching?
Yeah. You know?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Go ahead.
So, like, this scenario that you paint.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that?
No.
This is about Diddy and his antics.
Oh, shoot.
I know.
All right, well, this
I'll let y'all have fun on that.
Yeah, let's...
Damn, it was still so funny. Why do you have to read that, bro?
I was trying to finish my point, but you know it.
Finish it. Go ahead.
But I was trying. No, go ahead. Go with Diddy. Go with Diddy. No Diddy.
Well, okay. Just, so the last sentence, I was just saying, you know, there's just reasons. Like, obviously, she don't want him to have an Instagram or stuff because she think he gonna cheat on not because he not making money. But we can finish that another time. Because anyway, Diddy.
Me.
Okay. So Diddy. All right. Y'all seen the video, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then y'all saw his apology, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then
everybody made fun of it.
Apology.
Yeah, apology. Yeah.
And then we've seen all the allegations, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So where do we start? Start with the video that he denied happened.
He denied vehemently that nothing had happened at all. And then
I was intoxicated. That was his.
No, he said.
Let's not get to the apology. Let's not get to the apology. Let's start.
The video itself. Well, him denying.
Let's talk about the video.
Yeah.
First of all, let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think that this video stems from the raid that was on his houses?
stems from? What do you mean?
Like they got this video?
No,
from,
they've had it the whole time.
This is
they waited.
They had it the whole time.
I feel like they waited.
I'm saying I know that someone had it the whole time. Who had it and why did it just come out now? And why did it come out through CNN?
Yeah.
Not TMZ. Not none of the blog sites. Not no leaked on Twitter. None of that. It came straight from the source of CNN.
They probably
they
had
said,
it.
They said that hotel is not even a hotel anymore. Like, yeah, it's not a hotel. It's not a business.
Yeah.
I think CNN had the video the whole time.
I think, me personally, I think that this came from the right. I think that he had this video.
Think he had it?
I think that he had it.
Why would he have it?
Because that nigga's a monster.
So he was watching the back.
I think he has a lot worse videos.
For sure.
There's not a reason that you raid three houses if you're not looking for something. I think they knew exactly what to look for.
Yeah, when the feds come, they done watching.
No, when the feds watching. Future. The same. Go ahead.
So, I think that because they knew that these, he kept certain things like this, because it said, Cassie alleged this in the lawsuit,
yep,
that he kept certain things in the past on them. So, I think that he's that, first of all, it's disappointing. I don't know how y'all feel, but it's disappointing to me. Because Diddy's someone that
that we looked up. We looked up to.
For sure. Like someone you know, that we put as a high regard of a successful black man, an entrepreneur, mm-hmm, an entertainer.
A billionaire.
This is someone that we took pride in as the black community. And so for him to, when the allegations first come out and then you come out on your social media and say, I deny any of that is happening. They're attacking my character. And the truth will be revealed. Well, the truth has been revealed, my
nigga.
The truth has been revealed.
That's what I'm saying. With that whole this apology, is the truth. You sound really stupid.
This is the like, truth. The truth is, you was going to do way worse if you wasn't in that towel. That's the truth.
Yeah. Correct.
That's the truth. You was only swinging with one hand and kicking.
That is really.
And my thing is,
sat down.
Michael Jordan her ass and threw her to the ground. Not once, twice. Mm-hmm. But the
thing is, what it makes me think is, he's probably doing way worse things. If you're doing something like that on camera
in a hotel where anybody could be,
mm-hmm, what are you doing in private to people?
Hey, bro, you can tell that it's been way worse.
That's
because what was her reaction? Dead fish.
Yep.
Dead fish.
Yeah.
Soon as he started, I'm just going to lay here. Because I've seen.
Because she's already she's been through this before. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Trauma, bro. Pulled the hair out. So made a shave beside the head. So I believe it.
So I believe, that's why I believe this tape came from those raids. Because I feel like that he's that much of a monster. All this coincides with you being a monster, like Kid Cudi. All the allegations now are on the table.
It's holding way more weight.
It's all on the table now. What you did to Kid Cudi's car is now on the table.
Yeah.
You slap trying to fight Kendrick, getting into him with Cole. That's on the. Who trying to fight Cole, bro? You're a monster, dog. You slapping Drake in Miami over a song. You a monster, dog. Him getting into what's my man's name from Power that play 2-Bit?
The light skinned dude.
You getting into it with him in Miami, and you and the Joker. You really think that you Joker, nigga? You think that you really untouchable?
You will play with my intelligence?
Yeah, like
no, no,
bro,
you not.
This is a man that had too much power for way too long. Thinks that he's way above it, and he has the mindset that he can make anything go away. He's out of the loop. He's out of the loop.
But honestly, this stuff like this highlights what it's like for people who are in power. Like, this is what it's like. A lot of people in power probably
have,
that's what they all think. That's what they all think. They got so much money, they have so much influence. Anything that they do wrong, mm-hmm, they think they're going to get away with it. And they think they're going to get caught, they're going to say, hey, I can make it disappear. Yeah. And maybe it'll
And disappear. That's what he tried to do with Cassie. You know, paid her all that money.
Yeah.
Just to But yeah, they ain't stop her. She still let everybody know what's going on. And it's been something.
I don't think there's no. I honestly don't believe there's no way that there was only one video in the one video he had.
No, come on.
He got more.
No, I think there's way more.
No. I'm talking about this specific video, though. I don't think there's any way that he was the only one that had it.
No, I'm pretty sure there's other copies.
They've been paying. Yeah. He's been paying somebody off to not release that information.
Well, they say in the article that he that same day he paid $50,000 for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a
look. Pay $50,000 for it, but somebody did. You know.
Yeah, of course somebody gonna copy it. Like,
and they wanted more money out of it, so he ended up paying $100,000. For the video, for extra copies that person made. I don't know who that person's name was.
I'd have squeezed their dropping money out of them and then still release
it. And still drop
it. Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that we have to wait 8 years for this to come out.
That's what I'm saying. If all that went down, that should have happened 8 years ago.
I don't understand why we're
up to now.
We're protecting like celebrities, bro. Like,
there's stuff happening right now that we don't know.
I don't give a fuck about a celebrity's livelihood, bro. If you're fucking up people's lives,
if you're a monster, you need to get it away.
People gotta live with that shit for the rest of their life,
bro. If you get that video, I'm not sitting on that shit for 8 years, bro.
Hell no,
that's a long.
But
time, bro.
So how long you really been paying these people like for that video?
No, but that. How long have you been acting like that?
Yeah.
Bump the video. How long you been doing that? Because if that's on video, I can only imagine what you have done.
It's probably his whole life.
Since he met Biggie.
It's probably his whole life, honestly, bro.
And those stories are everything that they accuse you of is now on the table. And you can't run from that. You got to get called to the fire, bro.
Yeah. Because
that you can't say that you love. You can't say that it's black excellence and you out here doing domestic violence.
I'm tired of that shit, too, though.
In a towel. No drawers, no t-shirt.
Hey,
this nigga got tired of hitting her, sat down, and then threw a vase at her. Bro, you are a monster. You're a monster.
Threw a vase and then sat back down. Then look at her again like, bitch, don't get up.
Why didn't she? As you clearly see, she tried to leave.
Yeah.
Correct.
She tried to leave. Yeah. But asking why she didn't. She clocked. Those type of people, as you can see, you can't run from them. It's hard to run from them.
That made me think, man. I don't like equating movies to real life a lot of time, but that made me think about Tyler Perry hit the nail on this one in was it Family Reunion where she was trying to get away from her dude she was getting ready to marry?
And he
threw over the balcony. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, like that. When you see it in real life, it's like,
crazy, bro.
It's real crazy. Like you said, she was just laying there.
He had all that money and power.
But this is Diddy we're talking about.
I know, I'm just saying, but like, my dude and Tyler Perry just toss her out, then replace her with another chick that robbed you. They got all your information. It took all your money from your save. Now you broke and paralyzed.
But think about what kind of position that put Cassie in. Like, she met him when she was 19.
Yeah.
This nigga was 30-something. Like, and he already had the money, the power, and the resources. So, like,
I'm glad you said that, because that kind of goes into his apology video. How in the world can you say...
Who's he sorry to?
But how can you be sorry, though? Because you're 40, what was he, 46, 47? With M's, I was in a dark place, you know, this, and the third. You a grown man. You know what you're doing ain't right.
Hey, that was an apology.
Fuck your dark place.
He's sorry the video
can,
got
can
out.
Can I ask you a question?
Fuck your dark place.
No, let me ask you a question. What's your definition of an apology?
Bro, like, you can't put an apology video out and the apology is about yourself. That's the thing
about you.
He didn't apologize to nobody.
He did.
This should have been in 2016.
Yeah, he apologized to himself. That's what he did.
He was saying, "I'm sorry for my actions and yada yada yada."
I'm sorry that younger me was a piece of shit.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, I was on. Push 50. Yeah, so I didn't know what I was doing. I was a young man.
You're stupid.
You a grown ass man.
That's the point.
Acting like a fucking teenager.
If you that grown, you should know that. Hold on. If you that grown, you should know what I'm doing is wrong. I need help because who knows what else.
You need therapy, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
He tried to lie and get that off, and I hate that.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote that.
He never did it.
If he was really sorry, he would have worked on himself a long time ago, and he would have probably.
Thank you.
You really can't even apologize for something like that, but you can, I guess, kind of reform yourself, but you ain't finna wait 8 years. Oh, the video. Let me do some damage control.
You can't put an apology video out like that when in December you made a statement
I ain't do it.
Denying everything that
thank
everybody
you.
Said.
Thank you, Ryan.
The apology has no value at that point, bro.
Thank you, Ryan.
I don't care. I don't care what you say on this stupid ass video.
Thank you, Ryan. You're adding lies on top of lies. You are a monster. And you don't realize
like you
how much of a monster
don't
you
give
are.
A fuck. You just don't keep doing what you're doing.
If you haven't had to give a fuck since 1994, why would you?
That's what I mean.
Why would you? It's 30 years ago. He hasn't had to give one. So why would he give one now? That man is a monster who needs to get put away. Put that nigga away. You are a monster, dog.
Wait, so because he can't get charged with it because statute of limitation, whatever.
Come on, that's another reason why it came from the race because they're going to build a case.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be, we're going to put this out and, you know what I'm saying, the statute of limitations.
They can't charge him, it's going to show his character.
Because they probably going to do all that little trial shit. Like, they probably going to last about a cool 2 months or three. And they going to throw that bitch out.
They said if he would have dragged her 4 more feet, it would have been considered kidnapping.
Yeah, because I think it's like you gotta be moved. I think more than like 10 feet or something beyond your will to be kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's some stupid shit, bro.
It is. It's very stupid.
I never heard no shit like that.
Dang, wait 9 feet. Let me let you go.
Yeah, like, what do you mean, bro? Like,
or the fact that domestic violence has a statute of limitations.
How can you watch the video and say I can't? We can't do nothing about.
Like, this nigga whooping her ass.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been too long. What?
You know what? That's probably exactly why she went straight for the money, because she knew he wasn't going to go to jail. So I was like, I'm going to hit your pockets, at least something. And then when the video come out, that's going to be even worse.
But the thing is, bro, even though she got her bread or whatever,
it still don't fix it.
It don't fix shit, because you still going to be traumatized by it. Now it's out in the world. Everybody going to see it. And, everybody, she got fans out there. She got family, everybody gonna comment. Everybody gonna say what they gotta say. Like, you're not gonna win this. Like, just okay, you got your money. That's cool. But what else you gonna get out of it?
I think it was just great for the awareness of now. Like, hey, bro, that nigga done had a problem for this long. You swung on a UCLA coach because your son wouldn't get no PT, bro. Like, what we doing,
like,
bro?
What are we doing, bro?
Like, what we doing, bro?
The money went to his head. Money
what we doing, bro? Like, you are a monster.
Yep.
You need to be put away. He needs to be put away.
You can be civil. This is
decades.
Good. Well.
Best talent show ever.
Man.
Best talent show ever. Have at it. But you should not be in the free world knowing what you want to do, walking around on Star Island talking about no pictures. No, nigga, go put him somewhere that no one can get access to him. Talking about he's a father. He don't care about being a father if you do that. You don't care about being a father if you got those type of actions, bro.
Yeah.
It don't matter, bro.
That nigga got daughters and you treat a woman like that?
Twins at that.
Forget that. He got a mama.
Nigga.
Like, if somebody did that to your mama, how would you feel? Your sister, your cousin?
I'm assuming he wouldn't care, bro.
No.
Yeah, at this point.
You act like that,
gonna,
no way you
like
care,
said,
bro.
He gonna drink his pain away. That's what he does.
He probably drinks. See somebody, he was drunk, so I can't understand.
Yeah.
Nah.
I agree. I agree with Jordan, though. Yeah.
He's a monster and he needs to be put away, bro.
Yeah, he
wasn't sorry until the video came out.
Yeah, he's not sorry.
He wasn't sorry when the video came out.
He's not sorry now.
Yeah, he's sorry.
I don't even think he's sorry that the video came out.
No, he's sorry.
He's doing damage control.
Yeah, he's doing damage control. Because you don't put out an apology video. in general.
Thank how you just asked us. You said
it's
it wasn't
not an apology video.
But you,
like, what are we talking about? But you're not crazy.
But you,
that's not an apology.
I'm with you.
I'm with you too.
But why would you put something out
for image?
There's no
damage control.
There's no damage control. There's no damage.
There's no damage control.
That's what he's trying.
Yeah, but there's no damage control.
That, hey, that's on him.
I don't know. People like that, I really, and it sounds bad because it's like, you don't care, but I don't care about people like that. I don't care if they get help or not. I would rather them just
to spin it.
Yeah, bro, just be out of away from society. Bro.
No, get
them out of society, bro. It's
worth the worry. Whatever y'all give that little hook,
he ain't gonna do that.
I know he ain't gonna do it, but I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out.
That's one of them things where it's like if you tell him that again, he was spinning, but. No, you know, I ain't gonna do it. You know, at this point, I'm just trying to work on myself. It's gonna be a whole bunch of BS. But
bitch, you had 30 years of that.
Still
didn't do shit of it. So,
if he was truly sorry, what would he do?
Nothing.
I don't know the answer to that. I ain't never seen a monster be sorry.
No. I don't like it. He gotta go. I agree with Jordan. He gotta go.
And just for future reference, just take this as a note. Anybody that's watching this out there, don't put these people on no type of pedestal. I don't care who they are. The Beyoncés, Taylor Swifts, the
I swear to God,
you do not know these individuals. You don't know what type of lifestyle they live in.
You don't know what they do behind closed doors.
Remember your boy for Subway, Jared?
You don't know these niggas, bro.
They got him though.
Because somebody hit me up. It's like, oh man, they saying your boy Jay-Z next. I'm a fan of Jay-Z music. Nothing will surprise me about Jay-Z. Nothing. Everybody, bro, it's hard to be in that type of lifestyle that long and not do nothing. Everybody got faults. Everybody got their own vices. Everybody also do something wrong. I'm not surprised by none of that. I'm not putting none of them on the pedestal. If they do something wrong, put them away.
I hope that. I mean, this is
put them away.
It's probably not even worth me saying, but I just hope we don't have nothing else like this. But like
I said, I'm gonna tell you this.
Who knows what's happening?
Yeah, goddamn.
They can blow up a car, cuz. Like, what we doing?
Allegedly. You gotta say it. Holds more weight for his allegations. But legally, yeah.
No. Cut off, man.
Legally, that nigga shouldn't be walking around.
You're right.
Let's talk about some legally.
The statute of limitations say legally.
Yeah, sure, that shit, man. All right.
I'm just telling you, but I don't agree with none of
that. Call me Diddy. Call me love. You ain't love, bitch.
What's loving about that?
That's the thing. He been walking loving? Around.
He's been walking around like this.
What's love?
And he knows.
When he did that speech on BET, and he just sitting there
damn, bro.
They honoring him.
Yeah.
He ain't say nothing there. He was like, man, well, you know, I'm sorry. Go to jail. Just go to jail.
Let's get locked up, bro. And stay there.
If the truth come out by you, never mind. Our next topic is based off the doc that was released on Netflix about a week ago, the Ashley Madison doc. Is cheating good for marriages?
Okay. Hold on. Okay, let's go back to the movie Hall Pass. So is this a Hall Pass?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be. If you want, it depends on how your marriage is set up.
The question is cheating good?
Is it not. Let's change the word. Can cheating be good for marriage?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I mean, could your marriage be boring?
It could be.
Could you experience something else with somebody else?
That could be the case. Right. I like where you're going.
I hear what you're saying. I was listening to what you're saying. I was letting you get your point off.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Okay. Avery?
The same.
No, but I see how some people spin. For me, no, but I see how some people spin it. Like, It gets them stronger.
What's the spin?
Hold on.
I don't want to disrespect again, but you being a little too nice. I don't need for you to...
I'm finna explain it. Yeah. Okay. I thought you... So, the reason why I say people try to spin it is because they say, well, you know... Like, I hear women say they man is going... He's going to wander off, but he always going to come back because he knows where home is and stuff like that. And he has to get cheating out of his system.
More of a hall pass.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you know it's wrong, why are you doing it anyway?
Who said that was wrong?
If you know it's for your relationship. If you know the boundaries of your relationship, like, cheating is a no-no for y'all. Dunzo. And you still go do it, and you try to come apologize.
I mean, you might say that it might be a no-no, but it might be, well, you know, well, this is going on, and this situation happened or occurred, or I don't like indulging in that, and he's into that, so.
That's something that y'all talk about then.
He talked about it.
And?
Then nothing happened.
What you mean nothing happened?
Nothing happened after he talked about it.
Basically.
Hold on, talk about, we going to pretend like women don't listen?
Hey, listen all the time, brother.
Oh, you don't want to be honest today.
No, I'm going to be honest. No, I'm listening to you. Hey, bro. Listen to you.
Come on. Spice it up, brother. I know you got something. Come on now.
Anyway.
Hey, man. Chill out. Do it.
But we can suggest something or say something that we might be into or interested in.
And if she agrees or disagrees, you gotta take that. So, did she agree?
Let's go hypothetically now.
And you still go do what you do?
Right.
Then you cross that boundary.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's completely wrong. Now, if she agree, there's nothing to argue about.
Okay.
Because at that point, it's an open relationship.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people agree with stuff, but don't really want to at the same time.
Who opened it?
Both of them.
Both of you.
How?
Because you had a communication, she agreed that you could do it, and then you went to go do it.
That makes it an open relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if she says no, it's not an open relationship.
I don't know if that makes
you
that
losing ground, open. Jordan.
I you didn't even let me talk.
You right, my bad. But you losing ground. Go ahead.
You want me to lose so bad.
I do.
And he is.
He is.
I don't think it'd be an open relationship just off the mere fact of... when we say open relationship, it means that it's always a revolving door, or he's always looking for something else. That might not be the case. It might just be a one-off.
Then say that.
I feel like that's communicated. Because if it's if it's communicated and it's agreed upon, then I don't look at it as cheating.
Hey, bro, affair doesn't mean an affair is recurring. Affair can be one affair.
Affair is not an affair unless you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing, too.
Right. That's like kind of like...
cheating if you're not communicating it. Like, if there's not an agreement to you doing it, and you're doing it behind the partner's back, that's cheating. That's wrong.
It's kind of like, you know, Power when, you know, Ghost did that with Angela behind his wife back, even though she knew about it, but...
Tasha was...
I know she was getting piped down by the bodyguard. Anyway, driver. Yeah.
Kind of go back to what he said first. Like, if you doing your thing, she doing her thing. But go ahead, you know.
Okay, is there any circumstance that this wrong thing could be actually good for the duration of marriage, though?
No. Yeah, I have to hear the other side because I know I can't think of
that. What do you mean?
Like, so, let's say we start off early, you know what I'm saying? Newlyweds, we're still in the honeymoon phase, you know what I'm saying? Lovey-dovey all of each other. And then we get to 6-7 years. It's a rough patch.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's starting to get a little stagnant, routine. He gets bored or she gets bored. And starts to look elsewhere.
They explore.
But it might not be a thing of, hey, I want to fall in love with someone else or move on with something else. I'm just not entertained. Not even happy. Let's just say entertained right now. So she wants to go, or he wants to go get entertained for the moment. And then come back. And then the duration of the marriage continues. Maybe there's nothing that they have done to continue the entertainment between themselves, so they have to seek entertainment outward. Your partner might be with that because your partner might think that, I'm not boring. I'm not. This is not lackluster to me, but it might be for you though. So at what point do we cross the compromise / okay, I gotta do what's happy for me, because if not, then I'm gonna be miserable throughout this duration of the marriage, which will in turn will hurt the marriage way more than it'll help, just because you're not cheating or doing something wrong.
That's loaded though.
I come with a loaded gun.
You're right. But see, because
I came with hollows.
Because
you feel
the politics. Because think about it. Somebody could say that,
yep,
simply because they work with somebody they want to sleep with.
Okay.
Or somebody could say that because their spouse is doing something that's just that they don't really like about them. Again, true. Or it's just so many things it could be though. So you just have to communicate what it is. I'm not saying just nobody out there, but it's hard for me to sit here and just think that they just like, I love everything about you, but I still want to be with somebody else for at least one night. Like I said, I ain't saying nobody out there like that, but it's just hard for me to think you do everything right except when we in the bed together. So let me get with somebody else to do that same thing I could do with
you. Maybe that aspect of physical pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. But what if it's mental?
Like mental abuse?
No, I'm saying like, what if mentally you don't stimulate me the way I want to?
You got to explain how then.
What if they did?
Then that's a conversation. Y'all either work on that.
That nigga ain't smart. Don't have them type of conversations that I want to have.
True, but here's the thing. If that's the case, then y'all either need to try to figure out, if it don't work, go your separate ways.
Why?
You need to be with whoever you want to be with. Because it's not working.
Everything else in our life fits.
Okay, wait. So
fits.
Are you happy?
Just don't give. Yes.
You're happy, but you can't.
In this one, it's a whole piece of the pie. I got different divisions. I got financial. I got kids. I got living arrangement.
So
I got family.
Lacking?
I got. Not even that. I'm just talking about the whole aspect of marriage, the whole pie.
So what do you
There's so many different divisions. And this 1.5% percentage.
So you gonna throw away 95% for 5%?
That's what I'm saying. They're not doing it. They're going to get their one off. So they 95 can still be intact.
So is the 5% only sexual?
No, that's what
then
I just
what
said.
What is the 5%? Because you have to say.
I just said it could be mental. It could be spiritual.
And explain it to your partner. Y'all have
they
to do
already
that.
Did that. If it doesn't come again, doesn't mean that, all right, well, we got to throw the whole marriage away because that 1.5% is not good enough for me because it ain't the whole 100. And I got to have the whole. What relationship is the whole 100?
So where do you go get the 5%?
Man, whatever you want to go get the 5%.
Is it just conversation with somebody else?
I don't know, man. That's the deal.
Because I'm cheating is cheating. Like,
for sure.
If that's the 5%, like I said, then that's just sexual.
Why you keep relating this to
because
sex?
Because that's cheating.
Cheating is not only...
It could be cheating. Flirting too, but still. But
cheating is not cheating. Only just sex, though.
What else is it?
Text.
I can have a conversation with someone mentally.
Meet-ups.
And
that's more physical, though.
Yeah. Not that type.
Well, are you just spending time with each other?
Like at a bar or something like that.
Like, it's like emotional cheating.
So you're missing out the emotions of your partner and everything?
Sure. I'm just saying, it doesn't always have to lead back to I'm only cheating if I'm f***ing somebody else.
Okay, so take cheating out, right? What, the 5% is mental.
The 5% can be whatever it is.
I just need to know what
it could be financial.
Okay.
It could be financial.
Then we have to understand how to work through that then.
If it doesn't improve, and I just want this 401, I don't want to throw the entire pie away. That's not what I'm saying.
Financial, I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
What you can't give me, I can go over here and get from this room. That's my sugar mom.
I'm just using it as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not throwing the whole pie away.
No, I'm keeping the pie. I just got a sugar mama too.
That's what I'm saying.
She give me the money.
Right.
So that's what you're saying?
Whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be.
I'm just looking at it a little different, I guess. But I...
Can I paint a different hypothetical?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Because in this hypothetical, I'm with Avery. I'm like, I don't think cheating is good regardless. But let's paint a different scenario. Let's say there are two people who, hypothetically speaking, get together in first grade.
Jeez.
First grade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's
6 years old?
Yeah, 6 years old.
Okay.
And they start dating from first grade all the way through college. They're 25 at this point.
Man.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
We've seen Boy Meets World.
Yeah, that's just fake. But let's just paint that scenario. In a scenario like that, I could understand if maybe one of the people in that scenario say, hey, I don't know anything besides this person. I wonder if it's different with somebody else. I still don't condone cheating because I still think that's wrong. But I can understand why your brain would say, I've only been with this person my entire life. I wonder if it's different with somebody else. And then maybe you want to do something with somebody else to see if you probably want to compare because everybody compares in the world anyway.
I feel what y'all saying and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But wrong doesn't mean that wrong couldn't be good in certain scenarios.
How? Besides this scenario, give me something else. If something is wrong, it's just wrong. How can you spin that as right?
If I'm late and I'm speeding on the interstate, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get somewhere to cut time.
You should have left earlier.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm just saying.
Intention, like your intention doesn't fix what the result is.
Wayne.
You agree with him?
Wayne.
Do you agree with him?
Hey, hold on. Talking about. Don't pay attention. What you just said is right. Go back to what he just said.
Just
look at him. Wayne.
Wayne, I'm late for work. I was speeding. Wayne. I got a ticket trying to make it to work.
Wayne.
Why didn't you leave earlier?
Wayne.
Hit me with it. I'm ready.
Yo, calm down.
Pause.
Yo.
Let me shut up. Be quiet.
Yo.
I won't hit nobody with anything. Sir? What's wrong with you?
Anywho, so sip. Wrong can be right?
No, I'm not saying wrong can be right. Wrong can be good for certain scenarios.
What do you
I'm not telling the entire truth to you because it might be it might hurt someone's
they're kind of good.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I love Wayne, bro.
Oh my god.
Y'all keep going, bro. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
That was funny.
Lying could be good in certain scenarios. Depending on the scenario. And what the information that you are giving.
I'm glad we're talking about this.
To the certain person. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's certain instances where a wrong could be good in certain situations.
I get that. Cause
yeah.
Because what?
I do it at work.
Hey, Wayne. Wayne, I cut the oven on if you didn't smell it by now.
No, you cut the oven on.
I cut the oven on.
Nah.
I cut the oven on.
Nah.
You smell it.
No,
you
because,
smell it by
because
now.
How you applying it is different. No. You know what?
Well.
Now, hold on. Just in a relationship.
Okay.
You saying just lying specifically or just
I'm saying wrong? That a wrong could be good in a scenario. Because we keep on painting cheating as wrong. And because it's wrong, it could never be good. In a scenario,
I'm saying
that it is wrong, but it could be good for a scenario.
The only way you cheating on me is somebody tell you, hey, you gotta have a gun in your head or something. I don't see how cheating could be.
Are you saying, good. Like, so in a sense, like,
ever?
Maybe so you
said. Gotta be able on the verge of die. That's the.
Well?
I mean,
Wayne.
Okay, it was a little dramatic. I'm just saying, I don't see how it could be good.
Okay.
Ever.
Maybe you're saying it like, if, like maybe cheating itself isn't the right thing, but maybe what it teaches you about your relationship
right.
can be the positive thing that comes
right.
out of it.
Right. Listen.
I get it.
I'm going to tell you why. You're right. You know why? Because everyone always asks, they always ask the cheater, why did you cheat?
Mm-hmm.
They never ask the cheatee, why did you get cheated on?
They probably said they don't know.
Yeah. Why don't you know?
Well, I thought about that too one day. Because think about it. If you say I cheated because, well, I feel like I wasn't getting supported, I didn't get heard out, this and the third. Did you tell your person that you were with that? No. Because that's valid.
You always go to one that's person. That's valid.
How?
You always go to one person.
If your woman cheats on you and she tells you after the fact, you're going to be like, well, why didn't you tell me that before? We could have fixed that.
Right.
And then what?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And then what?
What if y'all did talk about it and nothing changed?
And then she cheat on you?
Yes.
Relationship's over with then. What we got to talk
why
about?
Why is the
then?
Relationship over?
Because we talked about it already. I mean, you still cheated. Went to do dirt.
I didn't cheat. She cheated.
Yeah, she cheated. Not both of them. Not that scenario.
And just because she cheated because I wasn't willing to compromise on something doesn't mean that the relationship is over.
Like you said, two people have different relationships, but still, that's okay.
Right.
If she cheats on you, even after y'all had the conversation, like if you was doing something and she just didn't like it and she went to get with somebody else, okay, cool, bye. It's over with.
But why is it bye, cool, it's over with?
That's an option. You can if you choose to stay with her, even right. That's cool for you.
And it might even help us be stronger. Kale just said on Club Shay Shay, his wife had two outside babies.
Hey, bro, you not finna stick around.
I knew what we doing. He can't speak his truth?
He can definitely speak his truth.
That's his truth. Now what?
Cool for him. Cool. That's what we want. Cool.
He made it seem like it made his relationship stronger.
Nah, bro.
He was happy.
That's what he said.
That's perfectly fine. If he happy, cool. I ain't agreeing with that.
Hey, Gabby.
Shut up.
Gabby and Dwayne Wade.
Shut up. We don't know these people.
What did he say?
We don't know them, but all we can go up.
We can go off what they say. If they say they have it, cool.
Did we have an X on one of those other ones?
You set the timer?
Mm-hmm.
You set the timer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Did we have an X on one of those?
Nah, man. Just grab whatever you want, man. All
right.
You grab whatever you want. Whatever you want to talk about. Hey, man, that's my jar.
Damn, don't break it, bro.
That's my jar.
I tried to.
You working him up. Stop.
Wait, did we talk about this?
What is that?
Which gender is more influenced by the media?
No, we didn't talk about that. Say that again?
No, he said it.
Which gender is more influenced by the media?
Yeah, he said it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
All right.
Damn. Why are you looking at me, bro?
I just want to hear your answer.
I'm thinking.
Okay. You want some time?
Give me like 15 seconds.
All right. One of y'all got to answer why he thinks for 15 seconds, why he try to avoid this.
I'm not avoiding nothing.
So say what you want to say.
I'm thinking of, I don't want to say, I don't want to trip on my word.
I think it's equal.
Huh?
I think it's equal.
Okay. Stop, bro. Let him speak his truth.
Go ahead,
bro. Right. He just want to cut the oven on.
Yeah,
he ain't got a new oven he's happy with. He just want to play with the knives.
I swear. You know, man.
Yeah, man. And he go again. Look, yeah,
I want to let him speak. Go ahead. Yeah, speak your truth.
One day, we're going to have a pod when it's just us four. I promise you, it's going to be the most truthful and honest pod that we can ever get.
Ryan, go ahead.
Go ahead. With your equality.
What?
Go ahead.
You ain't going to hear what you got to say.
Go ahead.
Anyway.
Because it's equal.
I think most people.
All they do is equal.
Everything is equal.
Everybody, My fault. Go ahead.
You sad, bro?
No. Go ahead.
You only got water in that cup, bro.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Go ahead.
You want some wine?
Nah. I'm
he don't need it, clearly.
Go ahead.
Right.
Damn.
I want to hear the equality.
Anyway, I think.
Why so equal?
I think most people, the majority of people, are just generally influenced by social media, which is why they have things like all these ads are getting pushed out. Certain people get pushed out in front of you and through your algorithm and stuff like that because men and women equally are easily manipulated by the things that they see. I think so. Because if you see, it's just like, we were talking about, what was it, last episode we were talking about?
The beauty thing.
Yeah, the beauty thing where...
Oh, women, the makeup and all.
Yeah. Yeah. Men do the same shit, right?
In men, one way. Give me an example.
The same way that men see other guys that are be on social media, they be in super good shape, and then girls be coming to them. These younger guys be like, I need to go to the gym. I need to work out. I need to buy all these supplements. And they do the exact same thing.
You've seen an influx of men on a plane coming back from getting like six packs.
Hey, he's talking.
Wait a minute. I'm asking a question. He brought up the example of beauty standards. I've seen an influx of women coming back from a plane from getting shots and getting a BBL surgery. Have you seen the same thing for men?
So it has to be the exact same equivalent. I'm asking you a question in rebuttal to your question.
That's kind of rude. It's kind of rude to
answer a question. That's cool. Great. Anyway, why does it have to be an apples to apples comparison?
I didn't say it had to be.
You came to an apples to apples comparison.
I would just like to ask you.
My answer is no. Okay. But that doesn't mean it has to. I don't have to see that to know that men are equally influenced by the things that they see on social media.
Because I've seen Bradley Martin, and I said, you know what? I got to get jacked like him.
I don't think you're the majority of people, though.
Oh, okay.
Unless you would like to be. I mean, if that's what you want to be, I mean...
Hey, bro.
Power to you.
You take Roy's. Just saying.
Avery? What gender?
It's true. You take Roy's.
Go ahead. What gender?
I say the younger genders.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Be quiet, Jordan. Let him talk, bro. You're gonna get your chance. Go ahead, Wayne. The younger genders. What's the age range?
I say 13 to 25-ish. Mm-hmm. Right there, ballpark.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Although,
I think he answered the question, but I like that though. I'm gonna say
why?
Huh?
Never mind. Go ahead.
No. Because he right. Because some of these kids on these apps is stupid. So, I'm gonna be honest with you. I gotta give the edge more women, in my opinion, because I've seen more women try to follow a rapper's baby mama through everything. What's little baby's baby mama?
What kind of stupid shit was that, bro? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Anyway, the reason why is because they'll see, like, case in point. Remember when Birkin bags became a thing and then they didn't even realize that you couldn't just go to the store and buy one?
Thank you.
They was expecting, come on,
wake it up.
He got to have money wake to buy up. Me this Birkin.
Uh-huh. Wake it up. That's not even the case, but wake it up.
You gonna have it.
I'm on your side.
Anyway.
Come on, preacher.
I say that, but I give it to men too because they like kind of like you said. They'll see a dude, and this is crazy because it's been like the last few years. They'll see a dude that'll hold like an alpha training camp, pay him money.
That's true.
Right. Then
rats for three days to be him alpha man
to yell in your face.
What are you doing? You ain't got friends, bro? What you... Man.
But I've seen more women follow certain trends, but the margin ain't huge.
Men follow trends too? What do you mean?
No. I said it ain't huge. Men definitely follow trends. Like, they'll see their favorite rapper do something and try to emulate that. Or they'll...
They do it every day.
I mean... Yeah. I mean, that's my answer. Like, I don't want to go for too long, but yeah. I give a slight edge to women. It's right there in your chest. We see it's about to burst through. Say it.
I ain't say nothing.
Go ahead.
I ain't say nothing. 69-31.
Really?
It's not even close for real.
You think it's that?
It's not even close for real.
Do tell.
When we talking about social media.
Do tell.
When we talking about social media, we talking about the aspect of what we see on social media.
Do tell.
So the aspect of not only the beauty standards, we talking about the actions of you can't get on social media without seeing women twerking or women shaking ass at the stoplights or at random places or
so random.
Hold on, Ryan. Hold on.
You know. So ratchet.
Keep walking to it's fine.
Like the aspect of seeing women in the influencer stage of trying to market themselves as a product versus trying to sell a product.
Can I interject real quick,
though? Please.
But I agree with that. But how many times have you seen these dudes with their phone or a little camera go up to these women to try to get content? Just asking them ridiculous questions as well. Or they'll be in like Walmart.
Who's that influence by?
What do you mean? Say dudes are influence other dudes. They're trying to pick up
can
all
you
these women.
Name a certain influencer?
I don't know all these people's names. Uh-huh. I see the videos.
Are you smart or dumb? I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Smart or dumb? I mean, that kind of goes hand in hand. I see what you're saying. But I don't think it's that big of a margin, though, personally. But go ahead.
You made me lose my train of thought.
The 69.
Yeah, but you made me lose my train of thought.
They was twerking and stuff.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought.
See, now it's my fault.
I mean, it's all good. But I do think it's not a close margin. Only because...
Say it.
There's more women on social media than one. Mm-hmm. Let's just start there.
Yeah.
Let's start there. There's more social media on more women on social media one than the influencer of lifestyle. We know what we want to do and what we can't do. There's not a majority number of us trying to be like rappers or trying to be like ball players or trying to be like social media influencers. There is a group. Mm-hmm. There's a group. It's not very big.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't see it.
There's a lot of rappers on TikTok.
For sure.
Yeah.
And SoundCloud.
Still?
Yes.
For sure.
Ball's life.
For sure. I'm not going to negate that fact. However, when we say influence, I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's the same. You can have aspirations, but being influenced by someone is completely different.
Why?
Because you want to do this because you want to do it your way. Now, you might...
What if you do the same thing?
They try to look exactly alike.
Yeah.
There's literally lookalikes outside.
There are guys.
No, they not got
the. You got the Cardi B. Got the Riri.
Y'all are doing the same thing. Y'all are making it just beauty standards. That's what you're talking to me about.
What about
a kid that's watching a kid Tom Brady play football? He wants to play just like him. That's being influenced the exact same way.
No, it's not.
Why?
That's Hey, that's a quarterback. That looks fun. That looks cool. I could try to go and play quarterback.
There's a model on my screen. I could be just like her.
Then you go and make the.
So you.
Come out. I'm not going to. So I'm not going to do every single thing. There's not boys doing every single step. I'm going to Michigan. I'm working out the exact same way Tom Brady did. I'm going to exactly where he lived at so I can be exactly like Tom Brady. These girls are living in the same buildings, looking the exact same way, come from the same doctor. Like, stop it, bro. Stop it. They talk the same. They walk the same. They dress the same. All of it's from Shein. All of it's from Fashion Nova. It's all the same. Stop that, bro. We're not doing that.
That's what's getting... that's what's getting pushed in front of them.
Okay, they're influenced.
But
more.
But the same thing happens to niggas. What do you mean?
That just because it happens to niggas don't mean it is more. There's more women on social media indulging in the influence.
We're talking about a percentage thing. If we're talking about a, if you're talking about a pure numbers thing, that's totally fine. I'm talking about a percentage. If the if 100, I'm not gonna do any percentage because I'm not gonna go into math right now, because I don't want to do that right now. But we're talking about a percentage. If the
but we say more. The question is more. Who's more?
Women.
Who is more? If that's the question, it's more.
If the percentage.
Don't say 100 men and 100 women. No.
I didn't
who
say,
is, who
I didn't
is
say
more?
100 men and 100
so
women.
So who is more?
I said it's equal.
Cap. Rap cap.
Be honest with you.
Rap cap. Come on, bro.
I agree with him that
come
it's
on,
more
bro.
Women, but the margin, I don't think
it's
that
not,
wide.
It's not. It's
not that far.
Women,
it's not that far at all.
Even if
think.
You think it's more women.
I agree with you on that. Like, dudes are
influence. Influence is exactly the same on both sides.
For sure.
So I look at it and I say, if both of them can get influence, I look at it as the same as whether the way that it's projected on social media is not the same, but the influence is exactly the same. They push certain things to certain individuals because they know that they're going to buy it, do it, or want to be the same.
Who indulges more, though?
I think it's the same.
Okay. Women, the same. What you want me to do, man? You got a tweet a week away. What you want me to do?
Yeah, I got a tweet a week.
Thank you. Like, he was expecting more or something.
No, I was, but I was like,
me and
we could go on all
me
day.
Me and Ryan have agreed to disagree
we agreed
for
to disagree,
15
and I,
years now.
And I'm like, hey, I'm not going to change his opinion.
Right.
I mean,
I hear what he's saying. I
hear both.
He's not wrong about
I'm in between
and,
both
and
of
I'm jaded in my decision.
And that's
69-31
okay.
is jaded, but you know what I'm saying?
That's a wide margin.
That's a huge margin.
Twinkle. All right. Tweet of the week comes from Glorilla.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
Glow.
Get him,
Glow.
Yeah,
Glow. Get him, Glow. Get him, Glow. Get him, Glow.
Turn up.
They look like they're having fun on tour.
They probably are.
Yeah, more than likely.
If you got free tickets to go to a Meg concert, would you go?
Happily. Yeah, you would.
I would, but see, like, she ain't got the catalog, though. What's she going to be up there doing? Or who's she going to have?
It's her and Glorilla on tour.
You go.
I'd be in there.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to go.
Yeah, go.
That's all I'm talking about. No, but that's cool.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, catalog-wise.
I'm vibing at that point. Like,
no, you know, I'm F-R-E-E.
I said catalog. Like, there's going to be some songs, but it ain't going to be that. You know.
You get, like, two
you
or three
ain't in
this
eager,
whole
like.
It's whole way.
I'd be in a, I don't know where.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
You'll go? Okay.
I know he'll go.
I know why he going.
Yeah, you
too.
Know why he going.
Yeah, they in there.
No,
I seen the video. They in there.
He said he's
I seen
good.
The video. They in there.
He said he'll
they, do they in there. Meg is bringing them out.
Yeah.
It's a hot girl summer for real.
She got to get rid of that wig, though. That wig is not it. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Was not it.
Hey, bro.
Man, that shit wasn't it.
She like her little bob, bro.
I'm
leave her alone,
that,
bro.
That wasn't flying. That wasn't flying.
Damn.
Respectfully. But, go ahead.
That's my boy. I tell you what.
I'm just being real, bro.
Oh, by the way, just speculation.
But she look good, though.
My girl showed me this earlier. Just speculation. I just want to say, I think I'm right again. We ain't called it yet, but I think I'm right again. Looks like Cardi's be pregnant. If she's pregnant again, she's having a baby because she's scared to drop another album.
But
go
it's
ahead.
Not.
Go ahead. What's your tweet?
But it's not about it.
Okay, now that's alleged.
Allegedly.
I ain't saying that.
Allegedly.
I'm just
allegedly.
Saying that if she is pregnant, she's doing that to avoid dropping another album after you just had a monster single.
I'm with you. But
go ahead.
Allegedly.
I want to talk about that, but
yeah, don't worry about it. She's scared.
All right, so Glorilla said...
why you keep dropping singles if you scared?
I don't understand.
Why?
I don't know why.
Your fans want to hear something.
She said that she was coming out.
She did.
She did say that.
She basically
put a stamp on it.
Yeah. She said
it. Like Joe Budden is just weird because I'm in the studio. I'm working. And then she dropped enough. And I thought that was enough to... All right, let's get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she would put the...
Now she talking about now she talking about you know, the Drake and Kendrick thing. I'm good. I'm chilling. If she is pregnant, she did that to avoid dropping an album. And y'all don't want
to
say it
to the camera. So, because in the future, into the future,
I just said it. Yeah, I said it. What was that? Episode one or episode one?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell y'all, bro. I don't know nothing.
Because we got to talk about that. Cause
Go ahead, bro.
All right. Glorilla said, why y'all, it's crazy because we talk about this. Mm-hmm. She said, why y'all be so angry at people y'all don't know? OMG, go pray or something.
That's the truth.
How many times do you see people comment? Oh, celebrity like alone.
Right, they got that all day.
They take a picture and be like, so and so is dating so and so, and all perfect example. Lori Harvey, never heard the girl speak. Didn't know none of her business, but all these people had. Oh, she a hoe. She this. She does this in her relationships. How do you know?
No, she's very accurate though.
Yeah,
she accurate. She knows how to shoot that gun.
She got a list.
She got that list, pretty big. She knows.
But we don't know
what
she does though.
That's true.
We don't.
We true.
But that list is big.
But I agree with Chu and Glow. Shout out to Glow. We shouldn't be mad at no one that we don't know.
That applies more.
Yeah.
Skip it.
Yeah. I just like that because you know you don't know somebody. Just don't.
Yeah.
I think people just be unhappy, so they just got
pretty. Just don't worry about them. Just let them live their life.
Can't tell
you
people
don't
that.
Know these niggas, man. You do not know.
People who say, man, I don't like so and so, and then tune in for everything they do.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
It's a sickness.
Really?
It's ill.
Gotta be.
So if someone says they don't like you but still watches you like on social media or still watches like what you do, that's a sickness.
That's mental illness. If I don't like you, why am I looking at you?
I think it's
stuff?
A hater. Yeah, I think
it's a hater.
It's a hater.
Who? I'm a hater?
No, not you.
Oh, he be beefing with me. I don't ever know.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah, that guard up. I get it. You
know. What are y'all doing here?
None. Mm-hmm. Wine time, Wayne. I mean,
No, it's not me yet. My bad, Wayne.
I actually don't have an anime of the week.
You don't?
I actually have just a quick, it's just a quick one question quiz that I'd like to ask the panel. And I'd like, whoever gets the question right, I'd like to bring you a gift next week if you can get the question right.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
This is like a new segment.
I like that. You know?
This is kind of surprising.
He's been excited about this all week. I already know.
A little bit. Because I already know what the gift is, so it doesn't matter. So it's one question, real simple. Can anybody here name me the big three in anime?
I know it. I think I said it. No, you said it.
I did say it.
Okay, I see what you're doing, but
big old Inuyasha.
We're not doing this, but I'm gonna let y'all.
What you mean?
Proceed to that.
You're not gonna participate.
I already said what mine was.
It's Naruto,
mm-hmm.
One Piece,
mm-hmm.
And Bleach. See, I pay attention.
You got a gift coming next week.
I got a gift coming. You don't.
I don't care this.
I'm be honest with you. If it ain't a PS5, it ain't gonna intrigue me anyways. That's what I'm looking for.
A PS5.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm trying to find me a sugar mama now.
Who am I? Your girl? I'm not buying you a PS5.
I got a nigga watch.
Come on. You gotta be my girl to buy me.
I could buy you a PS5.
Okay. I was finna say.
But I'm not going.
I love you though. Like, yeah,
but I'm not going to.
Yeah. Hey, see, I ain't gotta be your girl.
Can I ask you a question?
You just did, but yeah, you can ask me another one.
Quick on your feet, like a cat. Dang, bro.
That's your anyway, question.
So anime. I just want to know your opinion on this. So the episodes are mainly 20, 23 minutes, right?
Correct.
How mad does it make you to be watching that and they talk for more than half of the episode instead of doing the adventure or the fighting? I just want to know, bro.
You only get 6 minutes of fight time?
Yeah. You got to wait till the next episode.
More like three.
It the cliffhangers be killing me.
Oh my gosh, bro!
Please don't. I hate it.
It it varies for me, to be honest with you. I think it that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. That's it really depends on what's coming on the next episode. Like for me, it's the anticipation of I know what's coming on the next episode, and if you've read like the manga for something, then you know what's coming in the storyline anyway. So like, sometimes it's okay. Now me and my girl watch. Watching with her is a little different than watching by myself because she likes to watch things. She likes to binge watch everything. Mm-hmm. I'm used to watching things 1 week. I gotta wait for a week for it to come out.
So old school.
I'm chilling. It's just how I started watching anime, so I'm comfortable with it. But for some people, it's not really how you like to do. However, in terms of the big three, when Naruto first came out and the filler episodes were coming out, and I would spend 20 weeks watching episodes that had nothing to do with nothing, that would piss me off.
She wants to start Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, God. Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, God. Hey. Has she watched Dragon Ball?
What was wrong with it, though?
Good look.
No.
What was wrong with
it? No, ain't nothing
there's
wrong
nothing
with
wrong.
It.
There's nothing wrong. It's
70-something episodes.
Yeah.
Naruto's like 700-something, yeah. I think.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
a lot
the point that I'm saying.
It's a commitment.
It's definitely a commitment.
Yeah. But the cool thing about, especially like older anime, you can like, there are episodes you can skip.
Yeah. Like you know, there's arcs you know which you can ones skip. Like
yeah, there's sections you can just skip.
Babe, they ain't even finna do nothing.
Yeah, you can skip.
Like Goku and Majin Buu finna have a whole 18-minute dialogue right now. Like
when he went Super Saiyan 3 and he was yelling for half the episode.
I said, hey bro, when we gonna get
like,
to this?
Come on, let's get
and
over
then
it.
Next time on Dragon. Oh my gosh, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah,
bro. He yelling with the started. Oh my gosh, bro. Just
hey, trouble.
Chop.
Wayne.
Wine down with Wayne.
I'm about to,
we gotta find it.
We gotta.
Oh, gosh, man. Yeah, what? I went with Moscato again.
You don't seem happy about that.
But, yeah, we got the purple toe today. You feel me?
Purple toe?
Purple toe.
Talk to me about purple toe.
Soda. That would taste like to me. Soda. But it's good though.
Hold on, like what kind of soda? Like
more like a bubbly type of soda.
Like a club soda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like that. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Purple Frog.
So what occasion would you drink that at? Or is it just like something that you just have at the house?
I pretty much you just bored. You know. You know, a loner.
You just want something to taste.
This.
It's just one of those, like...
One of those loner stage. You drink that.
Don't.
Just saying.
I have an ass. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I am alone.
Is that by choice or by force?
That's my choice. For sure.
Oh, okay. Cool. No more questions, John.
I have a question.
You just can't let it go.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, bro.
It's not gonna be. It's nothing controversial. I'm just gonna ask a question.
Go ahead.
Do you have wines that you buy that you don't drink?
I was actually gonna ask that too.
Oh, just like you know, just like
you
collections.
Buy it just as a collection, and you like won't drink it.
I have some.
Why do you do that? Just in general.
I mean. My granddad does it, so they kind of reflect on me, so I do a lot.
See? Not influenced by social media, influenced by his grandpa.
No, Ryan, stop. No. Y'all agree to disagree already.
I love him, though. He knew that was going to shoot. Hey, you got it. This episode's long, I know. You got it.
Song of the week. I'm going back to rap. Going back to rap. No, I went R&B last week.
I'm saying.
Vince Staples just dropped a project called Dark Times.
I saw.
Yes. 35 minutes. Not a long listen. Yeah, it's not a long listen. 13 songs, 35 minutes, not a long listen.
Oh, the songs are short.
He's getting to it, but he's getting to it.
Is it house music still?
Nah, he's getting to it.
Okay.
He's getting to it. He got this one song called Black and Blue.
My dad was bumping that.
Yeah. Shout out to Vince, man. He liked it. To drop a good show of your own and then to drop a good project creatively, it must be hard. So for him to do that, salute to him. Go check that out, though.
Respect.
Black and Blue off of Dark Times from Vince Staples. Shout out to Long Beach.
I think he's going to transition to doing way more stuff than just...
Oh, he's going to go full-fledged acting.
Yeah.
I think... Rapping Vince is going to be done in the next year or two.
Definitely. I've seen that coming for probably like the last few years. I'm just like, you ain't going to hear him doing
and it. And he's good at it. I enjoy his show.
Naturally.
I know some people didn't, because they ain't get the concept or they don't get his humor, mm-hmm. but I really enjoy his show.
He's funny without trying to be funny.
Right.
Like, he be right. Dead serious.
Right. Like the bank robbery episode, like that's just hilarious. Like, you actually know the homies in there. Y'all having dialogue. Why these niggas in here robbing the bank and stuff like? And he just went in there trying to get a loan. Like, and they're turning black people away from loans because he's a right. Like, if you don't catch the humor in that, then I can understand. But to me, that's hilarious.
Because some people know.
Because the ironic,
that you was going to snitch. I didn't like.
I said I wasn't going, and I wouldn't snitch on y'all. If I know about,
he said he wasn't gonna go.
Like, if I know I'm not going to snitch on y'all. Is that okay?
He wants you to be involved.
So you didn't say that you wasn't going to tell? You didn't say that?
Go back and listen to the episode.
Okay. Hey, bro, you got a question?
I don't like how you tried to cut that off.
Yeah, because I ain't finna do that with y'all.
Oh, but you can do... Anyway.
We know how to agree to this game. We're going to move on.
Anyway.
Y'all going to go for at least the next 10 minutes.
So, what that mean?
Nothing.
Anyway, so how are we talking about
rebuttal it?
Word of the day.
Stay on topic.
You came at me with that is so
crazy. Stay on topic. That's all I said.
It's very predictable.
It's so crazy.
We good.
I know you're good. Stay on topic. Don't worry about what's going on the couch. Okay.
Oh, you got my back.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You know what's crazy? They have to convince each other.
Yeah, they okay. Hey, I'll put my gun down. You put your gun down. Yeah, no, put your gun down.
Come on.
No, you do it first, though. I don't...
It's not that I don't trust you. It's just,
yeah,
you
know, I'm not going to shoot you. Yeah, just put your gun
down. Put yours down first, though.
Put your guns down first.
Is this outlaw? The
fuck? Was that a bucket?
I'm going to ask Avery the three different questions. Is that okay?
Please, Diego.
Can you get to the question?
I'm going to get Shaq off the free throw line. Don't worry about it. All right, so
see now that starts him up.
No,
now, when you do that, when you do that starts him up.
No, who you calling Shaq?
We just want the question so I can end the pod.
Who you calling Shaq?
And then y'all can go
after. I don't know about Shaq because you've been the MVP. Be quiet, Ryan.
Well, Shaq was. All right, never mind.
Go ahead. So, he did one thing. We was talking about lying.
Hey, bro. And stuff, I'm not trying to spin the line up, bro. Oh, man.
We was talking about lying. So, my question to y'all, I modified it a little bit. I was going to say 5 months, but if every lie you told was a week in prison, after 1 month, how long would you have?
I think that's the answer you should ask.
I am going to answer it, but I have to ask y'all first.
Hold on, say it one more time.
If every lie you told was 1 week in prison, after 1 month, how much time would you have?
So I'm automatically told 4 lies. Because I got a month. You said after a month, how many?
No. Like, every day, you get 30 days, right?
Okay.
Every lie you tell is in, 30 days,
in those 30 days is 1 week.
It's 1 week. It in adds up.
Wait, okay.
Why are you looking at like him, though?
I didn't get that. I thought he was sending me a month already. I'm like, damn, I already told four lies. No, so.
Like, you got a month to go. Like, you got a whole 31 days. Every lie you tell up until that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many?
We're talking about like current us?
The like current you.
Current me?
Any lie you tell, don't matter if it's small or big. After how much time?
My phone on D&D. I ain't getting no time. Can't lie to you if I don't talk to you.
Okay.
Beat the system.
Okay.
Beat the system.
So you ain't spending no time?
No.
Okay. Right?
I don't even like this.
No Diddy. Not doing it.
Nature of my job, I kind of got a lot sometimes. I'm probably minimum 3 months in there. Minimum.
Okay.
Minimum. I ain't got no choice. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Nigga, you do have a choice.
No. No,
I don't have a choice.
No, sometimes at work you got a lot of niggas.
But wait, you said you weren't spending no time, so.
I don't have to lie to niggas.
At work?
No.
You don't lie to nobody at work?
I do.
I don't have to lie to nobody at work.
Okay.
I have to. It's part of the job.
My boss, a nigga, he understands, like, what we got going.
Who's in charge? Oh, never mind.
Stop that, man. Stop that, man.
My bad. Audition.
Both of them. Especially the dark one. That's my dog.
Wayne.
With the high-pitched voice.
No time.
I don't like that.
See, I don't want to argue.
Oh, my God, bro.
Just end it.
End it, bro. All
right.
I swear to God.
Don't you lied like three times.
You lying right now.
Swear.
You lying right now.
I was like, don't. Like, I probably got 3 months.
I got never.
That better not even be a topic.
Wait. Think about it. Has somebody ever came to you and asked a question and you lied to them to get them out of your face? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Straight up.
Yes.
You never lied to somebody.
I'll be straight up with you.
Pack him up for a year, bro. Like, what the fuck is he talking about, bro? Please end the show because I don't want to dive into this.
Man, they can't be straight up with it.
You can't, but I'm just saying, Wayne, you never done that.
Wayne, you lied 3 times on this show.
Hey, bro, you trying to hang out with me at the work? Nah, bro, I got something to do.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Wayne will tell you. Cause when we used to work. No, I got your back.
Because now you got his back.
Because when we used to work at a certain place, they used to hang out in the parking lot. I never understood why they all used to hang out in the parking lot. Some weird shit. Like, y'all been out all day. Go home. Y'all must not like y'all lives at home because y'all all hanging out in the parking lot. So Wayne used to go over there sometimes. But sometimes when Wayne be tired, he'd be like, nah, I ain't effing with them. So then Wayne be like, nah, y'all, I'm going home. I'll holler at y'all. Instead of them saying, hey, Wayne, you ain't going to come over here. Nah, he ain't going over there. So I can understand that. So that's a great story.
You still lie. I know you do. Because everybody do. And that's fine. Please end the show. Because I don't want
to. We going to prison.
Yeah, I can accept that. I guess these saints, I guess.
I didn't say I was a saint. I said I'm not going to talk to nobody to lie.
Oh, cool. Saint. Cool.
Okay.
I'm just going to be on mute. Like,
hey,
damn,
bro. I'm not going to go to him.
Angel. I guess.
That's not an angel. He just said he keeps it real.
Please end the show.
Damn, he can't keep it real, bro. You know what? Please go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
I'm with you. Never have I ever told her. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yo, on that note, we appreciate all y'all tuning in and listening to the four of us talk about absolutely greatness and absolutely nothing. Cousin Wayne, Ryan, Avery, myself, we appreciate y'all. Best advice is to enjoy your vice and live your life. We up out of here. Anything else? No? Dumb.